What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Gym Floor, hosted by Jay Galea today. Brought the topics. Really interesting episode. We talked pretty much the entire time about burnout and whether it's real, whether you should worry about it, how to overcome it, and just like what maybe is influencing people at the moment to be more concerned over that about that than what they have been in the past. Our positions of how we overcame it, why it wasn't really a thing for us, and how you can go about, obviously, personal growth that will then result in business growth and all of that. So all of those type of things. Before we jump into the episode, don't forget programming workshop. I think by the time this comes out, will be this weekend. It'll be March 2 and 3 at Ground Zero on the Gold Coast. Tickets are probably in the show notes. But also link in bio at stc.learn or stcfit.com website. You'll be able to find them on there as well. 2 days, strength programming and physique programming, not just another day of fucking slides where we just tell you all the things and say it depends at the end. A real practical execution where you get spreadsheets and action steps of how to actually build programs. We build programs in the workshop, so you walk away with systems to apply to your clients in your business immediately. It's not just another workshop of people talking shit, because we can just do that on the podcast. With that said, enjoy the episode and we will see you next week. Maybe from there, who knows? Could be on the Gold Coast. Depends how big the couch is. Anyway, bye. Amy's... Oh, is this live? It's serious. I'll be a little careful then. Amy's milk pump has like... has two stages.
Yeah.
Oh, this is recording now.
No, we'll talk about it later.
No, it's fine. Okay. So it's like, it's got basically a little machine, a portable one. So it's two cups, goes on the boobs, and then it has like this, it's almost like an air compressor to like draw milk out. But it goes in two stages. So the first stage is hectic. It's like, I'm not going to make the sound, but it has a very distinct cadence early on.
Okay.
Every time it starts, I'm just like, straight into the, it's like that 140. Yes, like that 140 beats per minute. Like, this is the sweet spot.
1, 2, 3, yeah. Ben's got in the kitchen.
So 1 a.m. Like 1:30 in the morning, he's fed and Amy starts pumping, and I'm just like,
have you,
makes me lol.
Did you want yours or?
Nah, I'm all right. I'll just get anxiety.
Oh, I'll fucking live in anxiety. No, I had a delightful sleep last night because I pinned myself with CBE oil last night.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, I'm talking lights out.
Yeah.
Till woke up like, what is that noise?
Yeah.
It's yeah. Good. I that's was good. Like, oh, that is
so
unheard of.
Yeah. I was hoping to get some CBD, but I ended up with the other one.
Oh. Well, you can use that.
It's very good.
I haven't had it's some very yet. Good.
I may have played around the golf.
Yeah.
I had the best time. I played pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you obviously had a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I didn't drive, to be clear. Yeah. Got dropped off, got picked up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a very, very good time and played okay.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You just didn't get in your head.
Yeah. Just because I wasn't angry. I didn't walk up to the ball annoyed. I was just like, oh,
I've been really, I've been enjoying my golf lately because my whole attitude towards it's changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because now I'm not trying to be the best.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to hit the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. I had an absolute, what'd we have, Dad? 52? Played
scramble.
Yeah. Wasn't good.
That's a rough day.
But we played the back.
Yeah, the back's tough.
And it's rough. How many did we put in the water? 4?
Oh, on the par 3. That's hilarious.
There was a guy watching 4. Us too who birdied it.
Wow.
So he chased us. He chased us down the 15th. Okay. Oh, and I was like, come on, bro. Like,
yeah,
it's just you and you're good.
Yeah.
It was probably like 200 out, put it on the green.
Mm.
And then one putted, I think. And then, yeah, we went to the par 3 and he, yeah, put it. It was a big par. It was probably 10, 15 meter putt.
Yeah.
But, yeah, birdied it while I was fishing my ball out of the fucking reed somewhere.
Weffin.
Yeah.
Probably been playing the course for years.
Just maybe.
Dialed in.
Very nice swing, though. Very good. Yeah. And he was playing off the back tees, too.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Fucking smart people.
With all his practice.
Yeah.
How dare he? Hopefully he was looking at you like, this guy's kind of jacked.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, he's big for a golfer. I'm good at golf for a strength athlete.
Yeah.
And I'm big for a golfer.
Hopefully.
Just live in this shit in between zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Subpar at everything.
Yeah. So we talked about my training in my in the other pod. Mate, yeah. My diet at the moment.
Yeah. Well, we talked about my diet on the pod and
your hot cross buns.
The hot cross bun diet. Maybe I could coin that. 3 months a year.
I'm sure you could.
Just eat hot cross buns. Hot cross bunivore.
If yeah. Fuck, man. One of my clients went to a naturopath. They put him on carnivore.
I'm interested to try it.
Very angry about it.
I'm interested to try it.
Yeah, I just can't deal with shitting myself because every person that ever talks about it says that like they shit themselves.
I've looked into none of it. Oh, just like apparently you just get like even the keto thing. Like at some point, I probably wouldn't mind just playing around and see.
Yeah,
but it's just not until
apparently the most brutal diarrhea you may ever. Oh
no, fuck that. That's a fucking no from me, dog.
Yeah,
yeah. There's not many things you kind of don't want. Like you know what I mean? That's one of them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where the weight loss comes from. Just shit it out.
Do you eat, like, you still hit your, like, your calories and all that shit? Like, you still have to eat 3,000?
I don't think they would.
Just eat, like, is it just golf grams of protein?
Andrew Tate has one steak a day, bro.
Oh, we're going to talk about some shit today.
But I don't think that they consider calories. They just eat.
They consider protein.
Until they're full.
Yeah. They eat awful and shit, yeah?
Maybe.
Like, no. Okay. This conversation's over because we know nothing about it.
Write to us. Tell us. Yeah, but yes, my diet has been very good.
Yeah.
Lately. My poke bowls at night. Been having, or still core meals for lunch, but I only buy the ones with vegetables.
Yeah.
So don't buy the ravioli anymore.
Yeah, it's good.
It hurts my feelings. It's just the best one.
Yeah.
A little bit of barbecue sauce.
Some fucking asterisks on that one.
A little bit of barbecue sauce. What's the best one? You're going to say like the taco bowl or some shit.
The taco bowl is pretty good. The chili con carne is good.
The worst two.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely actually, you know what the worst one is?
You eat the mixed grill and you think it's good. It's just this is a very contrasting.
Do you know why it's good?
The sausages.
Sauce. Barbecue sauce.
Yeah, it's like this little chipolatas or whatever they are. That's a sad sausage, a chipolata.
It's like an American buffet breakfast
it's
sausage.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not disgusting. It's good. It's barbecue sauce.
Nah.
Sweet potato. What's not to love?
You and I are just different people.
The worst one is actually the bolognese. It's fucking trash.
Oh, yeah. I've never had it. It's trash. Had it, yeah. Oh, actually, no, I have. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very
And the naked parmesan is pretty shit. It's real watery.
Mm.
Too much cheese. Cheese doesn't mix well.
It's not. I don't know where they got the.
Yeah.
The whole parmesan.
And it's not a parmesan.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. It's I don't know where they got that.
Chicken breast with cheese does not make parmesan.
On a bed of sweet potato with peas, carrot, corn mix.
Yeah.
The sad man mix.
Yeah. My favorite mix. It's my favorite.
The single man.
We ran out of edamame. Edamame beans?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had the sad man mix in my poke bowl last night.
Yeah, ew. Yeah. Can you get edamame beans in a big can? Or they only serve them in the little ones?
We get them frozen bags.
Yeah, okay. So I did see that during the week. I might have to be because I was fucking with the little ones.
Yeah.
And I eat like a whole can on my own.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a fan. Bit of salt.
Yeah. Have you had them salted in like from like a Japanese restaurant?
Adokami every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Good for the palate fatigue. Breaks it up nicely.
Nothing beats the cut up oranges at Nuam, though.
Yeah, true. True.
It's a real
saves
good,
the day.
Oh,
mate, saves
like,
the day.
I don't think I can eat anymore.
Now I can.
Two orange slices, two apple slices or whatever the fuck later. It's like, more meat.
Yeah. Send
off
more
to the
meat.
Butcher.
I'll
get a couple more of those Scotch fillet steaks there, sir. I haven't been there in ages. The last time we...
Is that the one over here?
Yeah. Yeah. I reckon I haven't been there because we went there, like, 3 times in 2 weeks. I went with you guys.
We did the birthday circuit, hey.
I went with you guys, and then I went with my mate.
Yeah.
And then, remember, we went to go donate blood?
Yeah, yeah.
No, and, like...
No, Jason.
Look.
You can't come here.
I definitely was maybe on something a bit higher than sports out here at the time. It's like, excuse me, sir. Do you realize that you're... What was it, hemoglobin or whatever? It's just like,
we know why you're both here and you need to go home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. He was like, you need to go see a doctor.
Your blood is mud.
120 days takes?
Two. Yeah. Wow.
I think. Or maybe 30 a month.
Yeah. But we had, because we had 10.
But I had three days of overeating red meat in 2 weeks and then went to donate blood on.
We had Tam and Dad's birthday 2 weeks
on
in
a substantial supplement stack.
And we went there.
Yeah, it was stupid. Yeah. So I haven't been since.
I feel like there was a third that we went as well.
Yeah. I ate there 3 times 2 weeks.
Yeah. Fuck, why not? So it's really expensive now. Put the price
on. Oh, really?
Heaps. Yeah. It's only $40.
It's all right for you and I.
Yeah.
Like, we would eat $40 worth of food.
Yeah.
But I never take Steph to like an all-you-can-eat place anymore. Because I'm like, you only eat like 2 plates of food.
I think Okami's getting up there too.
So I have to eat $80. Yeah, well, especially you got to pay for the drinks and.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like $100 outing now.
Yeah.
And Okami's not that nice.
Yeah. And you
could, I mean, food is amazing.
Yeah, but like.
But it's everything. Not an experience, you know?
Yeah. And you could go somewhere and pay $100. As long as you don't drink alcohol, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could spend. Yeah. If we didn't drink, we'd go to Palermo for $100.
Yeah. We, have you ever been to Stoke House?
No.
Yeah. It's good.
Can't go there for $100.
Fuck, man. Like. I nearly fell off the chair.
Wow.
Yeah. It was 4 of us.
Yeah.
And like just entree main.
Yeah, yeah.
Cocktails, whatever.
Drink as well, yeah.
Bro.
Drinks, man. Savage.
Yeah. Like when we got the bill, I was like, because we always try and guess.
Yeah.
So like I was like, $450. And he's like, oh, you're in trouble, bro. When he said that, my heart sunk. He's like, it was like double.
But make sure you get the protein bars on special.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It was a good feed. But yeah, definitely won't be going back there anytime.
So you know what we should tee up? This is on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Maccas?
Ainsbury Golf Club.
Yep.
Friday nights.
Chicken wings.
$15. All you can eat pizza.
Fuck with that.
Yeah.
We still got to do our 10,000 calorie challenge.
We do.
No. Oh, no, I'm fucked now.
You're a heavy boy.
What did we say?
You'd have to do like 11.
No, I said it was 1,500. I said it was 1,500 calories per 10 kilos. So then I have to do 15,000.
Oof.
Fuck.
Oof.
I don't know. I don't know if I could do it right now.
Yeah.
I could do it.
Full all the time.
Yeah, because you could do it on the end. So say you just finished like a cut. Days. You finished a cut.
Yeah.
And then you're hungry.
Yeah, you just need like 3 days. Harsh. Try carnivore for 3 days, then we'll do it.
Clean the system out.
No, I think it's week 2 you get the
the
poop.
I can't do it. The poop it involves explosion. Shit. I'm out.
Yeah, too much work to do in the toilet.
Just eat like a normal person.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah. So speaking of Okami, I've got a question. Because I went to when I met Sam, I went to like a their version of Okami Mooney Ponds.
Yep,
I can't remember the name of it. And he's a young lad, 23, business. He's got a business in another industry.
Killer.
Yeah, a great kid too. And he's helping us with some gym stuff and some connections overseas. And we're just talking about business and whatever. And like, it's funny because like, I'm 36 trying to figure out life at 36.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out business, you know, training, being a leader, mentor, whatever. So I'm trying to figure out my shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, it's weird when you have this kid and he's just looking at you like...
You're a god.
You're like, how do you do all this? Yeah. And I'm like, man, I'm just trying to hang on right now.
Yeah.
Like, strap myself in and hope that I'm fucking... The shackles are on tight. And one of the things he asked me was... he said... He's like, I just don't know... how hard I can push myself.
Mm.
And he's like, how do you know how hard you can push yourself? And how do you, like, what did he say? He said, I am worried about burning out.
Yeah.
And I was like, get comfortable, kid.
Put your seatbelt on.
I'm about to.
Yoda's coming out.
Yeah, yeah. So the first part, I'll answer the question first and then we'll talk about the interpretation of it at the end. So I said to him, like, don't worry about it because you don't know how hard you can push yourself until you push yourself as hard as you can.
Yeah.
And then I said, when you do that, your ability to take more, you develop an ability to take more, and then you're getting yourself into a position after that to decide how necessary it is.
Agreed.
Yeah. Right? Because we don't want to send the message like, it's weird. It's like, and I had another topic that layers over this. The younger generation are so worried about something that most of them are going to continuously try and avoid.
Yeah.
Because they're so worried about it. So, like, you know, when we're talking about, like, what's in for 2024, how it's just everywhere. Mm. Because that's what people want to watch, right?
Yeah.
The amount of kids, I'll call them kids because I'm old now, 24, 23 under, who said balance.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I was like, this kid's, like, running a business. You know, he's got a team. He's you know, coming to conferences like you and I. Like,
yeah.
And he's got this... there must be this preconceived thing that balance is what you should try and achieve when you're younger. Because, yeah. I don't know, maybe things are really stressful when you're younger. Like, so then in his head every time he's like, I shouldn't push myself because there's this self-fulfilling prophecy of like,
yeah,
I won't get whatever. And I was like, I think I put up like a post on Threads every now and then, mid-set. And I was like, man, when I was young, the only balance I was worried about was my bank balance.
Yeah.
Like, I was just fucking hustling, man. Like, you know, sessions, in the gym, outside the gym, laptop, ideas, like, making shit. You know, we were always hustling, like, selling courses for people and, you know, doing the AIPT and driving to this part of town and that and whatever. Like, we were just trying to stack... You know, stack proof and stack cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no balance.
It's still... We still do things now that most people won't do and then people go, how are you doing that? Do you know what? How are you succeeding the way you're succeeding? It's like, well, because I drove 90 minutes Saturday, Monday morning for a meeting that you wouldn't have done. You know, like...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but the balance thing's interesting. So... We talked about on that episode, like the ins and outs and like just the view of the world potentially that like we need to get Ben on because I actually spoke to him after I told him he'd never own a house by accident. We did a training session together and we actually spoke about it and he was like,
I backed him. Just remember that bit.
He goes, I get what you mean because it's like,
nah, I get it.
It's partly true, particularly like he was VCE through lockdown.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that like... I'm not a, like, life was the most fun in high school. I'm not that guy. Like, my life is, the last 4 years has probably been the best 4 years of my life. The highlights that I would look at of that time was that 2 years. The socials, the parties, the...
Yeah.
Like, we used to have year-level parties with 200 kids, man.
Yeah.
And he was like, what? I'm like, yeah. He goes, we would never have done that. And I watched it like year level after year level below me because I got mates with like younger siblings. The next year was a bit quieter. The next year was a bit quieter.
It's kind of like muck up day. You know, every muck up day was just a little less wild.
Yeah. So it's like that stuff didn't happen. So then it's like, okay, so where does the balance thing come from? Obviously, therapy language is a huge thing now. Mm. It's very like woven in to culture if you're younger and you're exposed to that more. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is it just that like that's the social media sphere that people exist in?
Do you think the expectation of them is greater than what it was for us? Or they just they're more aware of it than we were? Because like I just look at when we were younger. Like I started a business because I couldn't see myself doing absolutely anything else.
Yeah.
And then all I did was just work until it worked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like and like it was hard and you know. There were times when I wanted to stop and all that stuff that happens. But I never sat there and went, for this to work, I need to go and spend more time with my friends. I need to go on a holiday. Yeah. I need to not have the laptop on at 10 o'clock at night because that's going to make this thing work for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I get it.
Like, I never, the thought that, never crossed my mind.
Yeah.
Ever.
It was always more, never less.
Yeah, it was always like, if you do the thing and you do it lots.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like, if you look back even just with the personal training part of it, which most people can resonate with, I was always busy.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. And even when I thought I wasn't busy, I was still way busier than everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, like, there was never a shortage of clients. There was never a shortage of sessions. I worked the days I wanted to work. I could fill a time slot. Like that.
Yeah.
But it was... So then I think, well, it was never because I wanted to do less of the thing that I wanted to do.
Mm.
And then if you look at the commonalities of like other people you aspire to or have a story in a similar industry and stuff, like they've never sat there and gone, so the way I got so successful was that...
I took weekends off.
Yeah, like every 4 weeks, I went on a holiday.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, sure, they pumped the brakes when they needed to, but like it wasn't a planned thing. They just pumped the brakes when they need to pump the brakes. Mm-hmm. So I just wonder where, like, I wonder what expectations are they experiencing as a younger generation,
yeah,
that put them in a position where, because like you also have more time when you're younger, right?
Yeah.
So we were going fishing and shit, like when we were
yeah.
training.
Yeah.
We're making $2,000 a week going fishing on yeah. Fridays.
Like, that's a good gig.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Where's the pressure for these younger yeah, kids?
I don't... One thing I do want to preface this with, I was less globally aware in my 20s than I am now, and I didn't assess... I didn't look at all the trainers in our gym and see what was going on. I didn't, because I didn't work with trainers. I didn't care. I wasn't... It was like, what are my clients doing?
Yeah.
What's Jason doing? Then it was... I never really looked at that. So then we went into mentoring, and it was like, even thinking of the people that we had that were successful, there's probably one that stands out who didn't, but most of the ones that did really well came from a similar background from us, or a different position, a similar position to us, where it was like, this has to happen.
Yeah.
I will not accept what was. This has to happen.
Yeah.
So I try not to think, I agree with everything you just said, but I wonder, is there still kids like that now? It's the, you walk the mile, drive to,
yeah,
drive the 1.1 kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
it's not bad enough.
Oh, so yeah, absolutely.
I think there was still plenty of people when we were coming through that it wasn't bad enough that they were willing to push and get to 40 sessions and get to 50 sessions and do the hard yards to establish themselves in a career. It's like, we saw fucking no one from Phoenix, other than Dion, who we're playing with today, name another Phoenix trainer.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick break in the episode, guys. I just want to ask you one question. Are you running a business or are you working a job? Running a business means thinking like a business owner, having systems that do all the grindy work for you, a service that's guaranteed to get your clients results, social media and referrals that are driving business to you, and getting leads that you always close. If instead you feel like you're lost, you're stuck, you're at the mercy of your clients, you're just working another job. If that's you, you need to check out Standout PT. It's our signature education program, a 26-week online course designed to take you from working a job to actually running a business. The average coach that goes through Standout PT and completes all the modules gets a 300% increase in revenue inside their business. We have weekly workshops, weekly Q&As, and over 30 units for you to go through, all with text and video to make sure you're totally covered for everything you need in your business. Just head to stcfit.com, navigate to the Standout PT page, and book yourself a free, no obligation discovery call and see if Standout PT is right for you. Back to the show.
But who's teaching these people, who's teaching these kids about this?
Tam, we need you.
Who's teaching these kids about this balance situation? Like, yeah, because it leads on to the other topic that I have here.
Well, I think if you look globally, like we're in this space of, we went through that phase of, particularly like 2017 onwards, I was interested in the counterculture, so I know that's when it happened. But it was like, that's when safe spaces were introduced. That's when like microaggressions.
What's a safe space?
So universities in America literally have a place that you can go to by yourself to feel safe.
Safe from what though?
The world.
Ah, so if you feel overwhelmed, you can go there. What's in it?
Nothing. Or they'll have like a fucking communal library.
So it's like a library that's quiet. Yeah. It's super quiet. Okay.
So something like that. And then there's like these microaggression things. So it's like, if you look at someone, that's aggression. And then they had to start putting trigger warnings on books. So the trigger warning topic, that came from universities, which was like, this book might upset you. So we're warning you that you might be triggered by what's about to happen.
Okay.
So that's the American thing, that the rise of the Petersons and all of that started off the back of that. Okay. Because like, he got kicked out of the university for pushing back. And there's a couple of, I can't think of their names, two brothers, scientists, that got kicked out of theirs because they pushed back against like this equality thing. One of them, they like, they had a policy that used to be minorities stayed home for a day so you could see the impact that they had on the community. So everyone was really grateful for the contributions that they made. And then they flipped it and they were like, no, all the white people have to stay home. And he was like, you can't tell me not to go to work. So we did and got fired. like...
Did this happen recently?
It was Brett Weinstein. Would have been like 18, 19.
Wow.
When this whole thing kind of took off.
Yeah, geez.
So then if you're in this environment of that's cultural, we take heavily from America, that's culturally what's going on. These kids are kids. These 20-year-olds now are 14, 15, 16. What that was like social media content-wise, I don't know, but then like who's the biggest celebrities? What message are they pushing?
Well, yeah.
So like we listened to gangster rap. The biggest song, I'm thinking like at that same time, the biggest song I can think of in hip hop at that time was Logic's 1-800. That was basically the Suicide Hotline was the name of the song.
Right.
So it's like this... This therapy balance thing is like layered in to the culture. Again, that's being older looking.
So, like, but what are you saying? You know, what are you saying is the reason why
so
someone shouldn't have as much ambition out of the fear?
I think it's of a reaching hyper,
their dreams.
Yeah, a hyper exposure to people telling them they're incapable.
Yeah, and they're always, and I feel like, again, it's a manifestation of this, like, oh, fuck, we could go deep on this, man. It's just like, you know, the preservation of life because it's so, because we're not as abundant in numbers anymore. There's just this, like, cherishment of, like, each person. So they get treated differently.
Yeah, we're definitely more, the most individualized culture that, in a long time, at least.
Generation,
as far
you would
as
say.
I know.
You would say. Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like they've been told that they can't aspire to things or the cost of it is that it's this.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the road ahead looks tougher than it was when we were there because we weren't able to see it because we didn't know.
Yeah.
So they can see the effort, the grind, and the result because someone can show them.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe they look at that and go, this sounds like a lot and I'm probably not going to give up. Because, like, let's be real. Like, I gave up a lot of years in my 20s that people wouldn't have. And they were going out having fun and whatever.
Yeah.
And I was, like, just trying to work towards, you know, my own ambitions. And even, like, getting to where I am now, it's, like, it's nothing compared to what people are ahead of me, but it's definitely better, like, significant to people who never got there or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just... I wonder if, like, if we saw what the end result was and we saw someone say that it's hard and it's this and it's that, would we still have done it?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, because they can see
it. But I think
they,
that was the story, though, right? It was the story what... And this... Fuck, this goes crazy, man. I think I've talked to you about, like, the Mulan story before.
Is that the cartoon?
The Disney movie?
Yeah.
So
Sorry, not cartoon, the movie.
The original Mulan movie is... a woman who goes through a struggle as pretends basically to be a male soldier and figures out a way to be successful in that. So she goes through this, all this personal development, all of this like overcoming obstacles, overcoming this, blah, 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 and then becomes Mulan and saves the fucking day.
Yeah.
In the new one, it's basically she learns to be herself. That's the narrative.
Yeah.
It's learn to accept who you are and then you'll conquer the world.
Yeah.
So it's like, where's the inspiration?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, if that's the cultural shift, now you're seeing people where it's like, it's balance, it's whatever. So the reason I asked Tam to put a headset on is like, what we joke about, like hustle culture, right? Like, don't put the fucking hustle sign on the wall. I hate it. Because...
I don't hate it.
We don't work
if you do it. I don't hate it if you do it.
I just still think even the work we did is still not where hustle comes from. Like 50 Cent hustled, bro.
Oh, yeah.
He got shot.
I think a hustle means you do the grunt work as a scale of...
Yeah.
That's relative to your
position. I just think barbells and laptops aren't quite it. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Anyway, hustle culture versus like nurturing balance. Your experience of culture in high school. So when I say culture, it's like music, TV, conversations, social media. Who was like the were there popular people pushing like be fucking unreal or work hard or whatever? Or was it more around be happy?
The first exposure I had to a role model pushing hard work was probably, that I noticed, was probably Gary Vee. Mm-hmm. And that was real later on.
Mm.
So not during high school that I knew of or I paid attention to.
So what was high school like? Happiness?
What do you mean?
So like, instead of Gary Vee telling you to post 5,000 TikToks a day.
Yeah.
Was it like someone telling you just to like, breathe and relax and take time for yourself and that kind of stuff? Like, is there influences around at that time that were pushing that message?
I don't think it was extremely one way or the other that I noticed.
Yeah.
It'd be even worse now because they're way more.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's less, right?
Yeah, well, then they're dialed into what's going on everywhere else but their own situation.
Yeah, but I even look at, and I don't mean this, I hope you take this as a compliment.
Yep.
Tam's ability to handle workload now versus 10 years ago is phenomenal.
Absolutely. Yeah. But that's a reflection of who he's hung out with too.
Yeah, so it's a trainable thing and something that he's taken on himself to be like, I'm going to do this, which is epic. The difference between when you started with us to now.
Yeah, 100%.
Fucking crazy.
Mm.
But it's like...
But does Tam 10 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever it was, does he have the same... If he doesn't meet you or I...
Yeah.
Who is he now?
Yeah.
You know,
and that's...
And what's his philosophy around ambition and work ethic and, you know...
So without... Because it's more complex than just saying fucking woke culture.
Oh, of course,
it's more complex than that.
Absolutely.
But there definitely is an influence... A cultural shift in the last 10 years of individualism, of just be happy, of live in the moment, enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
But and that less sounds about hustle.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of unintentionally did 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then I realized I should have been working harder from way earlier.
Yeah. So that influence has to come from something.
But yeah.
Yeah. And so this leads on to the next thing I want to talk about. So the thing that irritates me about that is it sounds easy to say to someone.
Yeah.
Like it sounds easy to say to a, like we were talking about before, young, impressionable, you know, ignorant, doesn't know who they are, doesn't know what life's going to be like, looks and goes, how am I supposed to get to 78?
Yeah.
Like I used to think when I was 15, I'm like, how do I get to being an old person? I used to ask my dad.
Yeah.
I used to ask my dad, like, how do I get to... being an old man.
Yeah.
And he's like, you'll just figure it
It'll
out.
It'll happen, yeah.
Yeah, like, could never have given me an answer. And then you get someone who's like, got the watch and the suit and the car and the this, that's all hired.
Yeah.
Or even if I have the money.
Yeah.
And they start talking about relaxing and balance and this and that. So you got these young, impressionable, ignorant people going, fuck yeah, like... It's the vibe that they're trying to emulate.
Yeah.
But they don't...
They haven't made it.
Yeah. They haven't had the grunt work up to that point. They haven't done it.
Even now, there's still like the morning routine thing. It's like no successful CEO built their career off the back of their morning routine. They do it now because they're already successful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, oh, man. So like, I literally have this here. So I'm like, the beef... So then following on from that, like the beef I have with like successful people, and you and I have like... almost to the point where, like, we kind of, like, cornered Ben and we're like, now tell us exactly what it was like to get to second in the Arnold Classic. Because we were like, dude, you're not, you didn't, to stand in front of us today.
Straight up called bullshit in a room of 100 people.
to stand up today and say it was like, you know, meditation fucking lion's mane and all this shit. It was like, bro, like, to get to, you know, arguably top 10 bodybuilders on the planet. You had to be a savage.
I've seen you physically bite through headphone cords.
Yeah, yeah. And even even when we went to the business conference.
Yeah.
So the gentleman that was presenting on the day had a great startup story.
Yeah.
Kid from the hood, you know, addicted parents, or one of them was addicted to drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
Bad eggs everywhere, influence, whatever. And then it was like started a business and failed. And then you got nothing and then was rich.
Yeah.
And now it works out and does meditation and whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and you hear it all the time.
Yeah.
It's like they hook you in on the startup story.
Yeah.
And then they show you the end.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so for 90% of the people that, well, no, 5% of the people who are aware, who want to be you,
yeah,
what did you actually do?
Yeah.
Who are you to get there? Because, you know, people sit there and they're like, oh, Jeff Bezos is like, you know, he's a real life, you know, super villain. Like, he's mean and he's this and rah, rah, rah. I'm like, it's the motherfucking richest guy on the planet. Like, of course he is. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, oh, it's like everyone watched Last Dance and were like, oh my God, Jordan was so mean. Like, yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's like, oh, you know, such and such will rip off their own parents. It's like, of course they would.
Yeah.
So, I feel like that's a reflection of what we were just talking about before. It's like these people that people are aspiring to who either want to forget who they were to get to where they are.
Yeah.
So, let's be real. There's people that probably aren't proud of how they got to where they are.
Yeah.
Like, they, you know, whether they took advantage of people, pushed people out, like, sacked a bunch of dudes, like, you know, maybe went into business with someone and pushed the person out. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, is Zuck really proud of how he acquired Facebook? Yeah. Like, is he really when he sits in a room by himself? Like, probably, because he's sitting on a bed of fucking, you know, pile of money with three beautiful women or whatever. Yeah, like, you know, but there was probably a moment where I was like, oh, like, you know.
Yeah.
And there's people like that and they don't want to share that.
Yeah. Or they're such sociopaths that they don't.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And that's the other thing.
So you got this person. So you have this person who either just has forgotten who they were.
Yeah.
Because they just have this huge disassociation now of what it was like to be a normal person on the grind, on the hunt, whatever. And now they like don't buy their own food and haven't for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, how can the younger generation really kind of get any sense of ambition or, you know, ambition based on the fact that they're just getting told, oh, well, when I wake up in the morning, I have...
Yeah.
You know, I deep breathe for 3 minutes, I have my electrolyte formula, and then I go and journal, and then I do my workout, and then I have this post workout special meal, and then I'm ready to start my day.
Yeah.
Like, of course they're gonna fail.
Yeah.
Of course you know, and
that's what you're expecting it to be like.
Don't do this thing either, because it could potentially run you into the ground.
Yeah.
On the flip side, you could potentially fucking make it.
Yeah, and that's like, I think Alex is the perfect person for someone in their 20s.
I agree.
There's a lot of stuff that I watch from Alex sometimes now, and I'm like, it's still useful because I'm actually like, I'm not willing to do that. I don't want what you have bad enough to give up my family or children or whatever.
Like,
I'm not there. Still find it very inspirational and motivating, and you always find that extra little bit of gear, but I don't look at Alex and be like, I want to be you, because I don't.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Working every single minute of every single day.
Yeah, the 16-hour day thing doesn't really do it for me either.
Yeah, like your marriage sometimes almost seems transactional, which is weird for me. Like, it's just...
It's different morals, different thoughts, different feelings, yeah.
Right. But if I'm in my 20s, I think it's perfect.
Absolutely.
And it's better than fucking... What's his name? Lewis Howes or whatever, talking about my fucking 3-hour morning routine.
Yeah.
Or Huberman or whatever. Like, whoever it is. It's like overcomplicating shit that doesn't actually...
Yeah, just getting up and doing the thing is more important than anything.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Goggins is a bit the same. Like, the guy needs a psychologist more than he needed an author. But, like, if it G's you up and it gets you to go an extra step, that's probably still better than someone saying to you, don't work too hard.
Mm.
Coming back to the balance thing and, like, Sam being specifically worried about burning out. Go and get burnt out.
Oh, absolutely.
I think, like, treat it as a scientific experiment. Like, you would never say, and actually, I've had this in my notes to talk about on Fit for Ages, and we haven't. People are scared to train hard because they'll get burnt out or injured or something.
Mm.
Like, where it was the other way around. We were talking about, like, the generation before us and the generation after us the other week. It's like, before us, it was about just go and train as hard as you fucking can.
Yeah.
And then we were part of the wave of like, actually, that's kind of dumb. Like, you need some kind of thought and reason and pattern behind it.
Yeah.
Then it, now it's the other way. It's all thought and pattern and reason. Yeah.
And if you train hard, you're stupid and you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, and you just get hurt and burnt out and you overtrain and whatever.
Yeah.
Push as hard as you can push and see what happens. Then when it breaks, look at why. And then do it again. And then do it again. And then do it again. And then you'll have 13-week. We do 13th week in our business. Which sometimes.
I was going to say, we used to.
We had Christmas, to be fair.
Don't make you excuses. This guy's running a fucking slave workshop over here. It's bleeding damn and I dry.
So, because we noticed, as directors, if we didn't, we'd have a fight every 15th week.
Yeah.
So, it's like, okay, everyone's tired.
Or everyone's overwhelmed.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I get
it. So, slow down or like, yeah, whatever. But we only did that by going through it and actually seeing patterns. If you don't have a pattern to refer back to, you're just like scared of this fucking boogeyman under your bed that might not even exist.
Come, yeah.
I sat down with a guy this week who the business is turning over more than $8,000 a week.
Yeah.
One gym, one brand.
Yeah.
Personal training. $8,000 a week. He was like 5 years younger than us, 6 years younger than us.
Yeah.
Gets up in the morning, works from 6 till 8, has Sundays off.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He hasn't died yet. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then I think for these young kids or anyone, you have like single parents with 3 kids working fucking 2 jobs.
Yeah. Figuring it out.
So are they sitting there going, oh, I'm worried about burnout?
Yeah.
It's like, no. Because it comes down to, again, that necessity, right? So it's like burnout doesn't exist if you have to do it. And I mean like...
Agreed.
And I don't mean
obligation,
like...
Obligation, right?
I'm talking a level of obligation where like there's no power.
Yeah.
You know, and we've worked out over the last 7 days that power is the most important commodity.
Pretty important. Yeah. We jinxed it. Sorry, guys. Yeah. The STC podcast brought you fucking power outages across Melbourne.
So it's an obligation and of the highest degree.
Yeah.
And then I would also throw in there that if you're fulfilled, if you love it,
You
don't get burnout.
Agreed.
If you like, because you can just keep going because you're so passionate about whatever it is. So if
we had that conversation on Q&A yesterday. One of the guys was like, I want to do 3 events in 4 months or something.
Yeah.
With their clients. And I was like, bro, if you like it, and that's who you want to work with. Like, I got 10 competitors at the moment.
Yeah.
And like I said in the call, like not once have I received a message and been like, fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, sick. And I'm PB. Absolutely. Show me.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like if you, so you paint this picture, like, so let's use Sam for the example. He's never going to watch this, never going to know we spoke
Send
about
it. Send it to him.
You got this super ambitious, you know, kid who's got, absolutely loves what he does.
Mm.
And he gets in the wrong circle of influence.
Yeah. Damper him.
And it's fear and, you know, obstacle and self-proclaimed, you know, self-made prophecies and shit about, you know, making things or getting to a certain point and this happening.
Yeah.
He never gets to reach his full potential.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah.
And he may never get burnt out.
Yeah.
Because he loves it so much. I know at a personal level, Sam has a level of obligation that is far beyond anything that most people would have to go through. So I know that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
So then here I am sitting here like this kid. I'm like, mate, I'm going to tell you to fucking eat, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you to bite off as much as you can chew. When you tell me your story and what you have to do for yourself, your family and everything, I'm like, I'm never going to tell you that like you need to turn the dials down and all that kind of stuff. It's just not fair. And because we did it. And we're willing to do it.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. It's like,
I've always looked at rest as like, rest is something I do. And I went through this phase, but didn't really catch on. I really wanted it to. Instead of recovering, start preparing.
Yeah.
So when the thing finishes, don't recover from it. Prepare for the next one.
Yeah.
Sometimes that preparation means sleeping for 2 days and going away with your partner to recharge. Yeah. Sometimes. Because you know when you come back, you'll be better.
Yeah.
But the intent is, how am I the best Monday? How am I the best next workout? How am I the best next training session with my clients? How am I the best next year? Is it taking a nap every single day? Or it's working to the point where you've written the paragraph four times, it makes no fucking coherent sense, so you walk away.
Yeah.
That's when you need rest.
Yeah.
Not when you check the clock and go, oh, I've already worked 8 hours today.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You still got more.
Absolutely.
You don't know how much more you've got until you get there. Mm. And then the crazy thing is the more times you get there, the actually further away it gets. Yeah. Because it's a trainable skill.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, there's so much benefit to looking at balance across a longer period of time than just day to day and week to week, which I know is really hard to do when you're young. Because you have the people that like got the mad FOMO.
Yeah.
So always opted into the thing that was at the time to give them that enjoyment and whatever. And then you had those people that were a little more dialed in on just like the longer.
Yeah.
And I would like to think that Steph and I are definitely those type of people. Went to uni, started it out. It was shit, but I finished it.
Yeah.
She was the same. We finished it. And then it's like got into the career, weren't making the money in the first couple of years, nutted it out. And then all of a sudden now.
Doing well.
Doing well.
Yeah.
If you look at it from a balance perspective, it's heavily unbalanced in your early 20s.
Yeah.
Still managed to enjoy ourselves and go away and whatever. But yeah, like in comparison to other people, maybe the balance wasn't there. But then I would argue that they were balanced in the other way.
Agreed.
It was unbalanced towards
social
whatever.
Yeah.
So then you look at someone in their 30s and you go, okay, these people are still, living week to week and no stability in their life and, no concrete kind of future for their career and their income and all that stuff. And then you see those other people that are just so dialed in on what they do. Like if I look at you, I'm just like, you know exactly who you are and exactly what you do.
Yeah.
There's people that can't say that.
Yeah.
And that's a reflection of making that decision earlier on. So now it's like, sometimes like you want to have a 4-day weekend or a 3-day weekend or whatever. Or if you wake up and do the 4 hours of work, the work's done.
Yeah.
So it's not an 8-hour day and, whatever. You don't have to ask someone to permission to take the day off or anything like that.
Yeah.
So people would look at that now and go, oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
That's mad. Like you travel for job, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, but it's just like this younger generation don't look at it and go, well, when you're older, 30, 40, whatever, this can be you.
Yeah.
Like even 50. Like it's funny when you're younger, you think 50's old.
Yeah.
And now I'm like,
it's not. Yeah.
Man, I can't, like, I just hope my lifestyle is a certain way at that age.
Yeah. Neither 60, bro. You're all
absolutely
good.
Not. Still young. But you just look. You don't look, and I think maybe sometimes it's just where they are, like it's too far and they can't kind of, really go, well, what I do now can set me up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the wasting a workout. It's like you just think like, there'll be plenty of other workouts to get after it.
Yeah.
And then the more you train, you kind of work out, it's like, I can't really miss too many more of these.
Yeah.
Because if I do, I'm not making the progress that I could make. I'm not getting the muscle mass that I want to potentially be, the strength that I could potentially accumulate. Mm-hmm. But when you were younger, you're like, I could miss the workouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting you were talking about like the sacrifices and stuff early. One thing that I found for me, having to go backwards quite a bit to be able to go forwards, like I moved to Melbourne with $500.
Yeah.
Like, which meant I accumulated debt for ages.
Yeah.
To kind of get forwards, which meant when my friends started buying houses and having kids in their mid to late 20s, I was like, fuck, man, I'm so far behind.
Yeah.
I always thought I was behind. Always. Mm. I was like, fuck, this has to pay off. This has to pay off. This has to pay off. Because they just went and got jobs that at the time were really well paying.
Mm.
But over the time, it's like, I know I'll get ahead. And I haven't on paper actually surpassed that yet. But trajectory-wise, I'm like, okay, I'm confident we're there now.
Yeah.
Lifestyle-wise, 100%.
Yeah.
So it's those feelings as well.
Yeah.
It's like settling for, and I don't think those people settled either. I think the majority of them are very happy.
Yeah, they played the cards that they wanted to play.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have worked for me. So falling into a trap of doing what the people around you are doing is a better term. And not actually chasing what you want because someone else is telling you, like, take a break, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's a real dangerous place.
Yeah. I'm not, like, the pitchforks will come from the community that are like, well, you're telling these people to just run these kids into the ground.
Yeah.
But...
yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, know where that is.
Yeah.
And then just avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all you have to do is do it once.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool, this is all I can take now.
Yeah.
And I would argue that that's going to serve that person and anyone else. Because it... And then I know there's that one person out of however many people who never experiences it and just goes.
Yeah.
And then they're leaps and bounds ahead of everyone because they got the right advice from the right person at the right time and just fucking absolutely sent it.
So I had an interesting conversation with Jess during the week talking about like raising a little human.
Mm.
She's like, she goes, I don't like using the term hard. It's just relentless.
Yeah.
There's just no break. And especially like for Jess, career, also, like, mum's mum, man. I don't care. Whatever dad does, mum is fucking mum.
Yeah.
And, like, their responsibilities to the child is always higher.
Yeah.
So, having that and being able to run the business and stuff that she does, like, her using the term relentless over hard, I was like, that's fucking props, man.
Yeah.
Because her whole life is relentless.
Yeah.
She didn't get to go home and have balance.
Nah.
She goes home and, like, Parker's like, hey.
Yeah, what about me?
My time.
Yeah.
Until he doesn't go to sleep. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're dealing with that too. So, but I was thinking about it for us, like, trying to be... Business is hard, but it's not. It's relentless. Because if you like it, and you like coaching people, and you do get the message of, I woke up, like, yesterday, day before, hey, Ben, just in case, if you get this in time... Thinking about going for this number, what do you think? It's like, should I not open my phone while I was having my morning poop? Maybe. But I did. So it's relentless. It's there straight away. There's a work message fucking that instant.
Yeah.
And usually they keep going until 8, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Whether I open them or not.
It's just
on me, but it's there. And I know it's there. And I'm thinking about it. When I do the 1:30 feed, I go back to sleep thinking about the podcast tomorrow, the fucking Queensland trip, the whatever. It's relentless all the time.
Yeah.
Training's relentless.
Yeah.
Like if you stop, you end up with leg doms like I fucking have.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
And you don't make the progress and you go backwards really quickly.
Mm.
So it's like all these areas, if you just her saying it's not hard, it's relentless, I was just like that.
Yeah. It's huge.
That.
Yeah.
Just decide it's relentless and you can fucking handle it.
Yeah.
If you can be relentless in a relentless environment, you'll win.
Yeah. And the only way you can do that is by taking on things.
Yeah. And you will. We had a conversation 3 days ago. Both of us. Bro, I'm fucking overwhelmed. Yeah, same.
We'll just figure this out together. One foot in front of the other, brother.
Yeah. And that, it's
we're doing
like
this together. Yeah.
That's the shit. It's like it's another relentless thing.
Yeah.
You just have to keep showing up. And you will get to the point where you buckle, but you'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've both buckled heaps of times.
Absolutely.
Heaps of times.
Yeah. But I would never take the opposite strategy. Like setting like these ridiculously low expectations of myself so that so at a superficial level, I feel happy about myself because I've ticked all my boxes for the week.
Yeah.
And then deep down, know like you can do more.
Yeah. It's like putting the washing away. It's like I put 10 t-shirts down. I put 10 t-shirts away. I get to sit down for a bit.
It's like that. It's like that lift you go in to do and you back out of it because you're a pussy.
Yeah.
And then you have to sit with it for the whole week until you go back.
You
knowing.
Know.
Knowing.
Yeah.
And no one else knows.
Yeah.
You put the video up, you can make whatever excuse you felt, but your hip was niggly or whatever, or you just didn't feel like it that day.
Yeah.
You fucking know. Bro.
Hip pain PB.
Yeah.
Powerlifting things.
But you know. You know you should have done more. Like, you know, the squat yesterday. Like, I was like, there were three left in that, bro. You just didn't have the confidence to do it.
Yeah.
But I have that thought with myself.
Yeah.
And you can have that thought with yourself about everything. And I just don't like the idea of doing that. I would never do that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, with my body, like, fine, you can break, you can fuck it up and, like, not go back to the gym. But it's like, I don't want to, I want to push my boundaries of, like, what I can take on from, like, a task and responsibility perspective for, like, you know, in my business and career, because I want to know that where that upper limit is.
Yeah.
So then it's like, if you give me another task, I'm like, dude, that's not, you know, you're not going to get that for a month.
Yeah.
So I can just say to you,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
not happening mm-hmm. anytime soon.
Yeah.
Because now I know. Yeah. Where if you just, if I just say, oh, no, I feel like I might burn out if you give that to me.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you know?
Yeah.
Quick episode break. You guys know, if you've seen anything that I create on my stories, my design skills suck. My socials still look good because we went and got help. Now you can too. STC's new web service can take your business branding and design to the next level. Ash and the team didn't just create templates for us. They dove into who we were, what we cared about, and what our message is, and helped us to design an overall brand that represents what we care about. We use their social pack every single day. They built our website, and they even helped us build out our app. All those services are now available to you. You just have to go to stcfit.com, navigate to web services, find out what it's all about, and book a free discovery call to see what is right for you.
I think it's so important to surround yourself with the right people.
I agree, man. Because you're the perfect example of that. If
I love my parents to bits, but if I didn't change my environment when I did, none of this would be happening.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, man. And like, sometimes, like, I've spoken to people, I've spoken to people's parents, and they talk about mid-20s, like they're 13.
No, they're babies, yeah.
Like our parents yeah. would have talked about us when we were like...
10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, independent. Like, independent.
Yeah.
Sorry, dependent. And I'm like, as soon as you have the ability to work for your own self, feed yourself, make decisions to forge your future, you are now an adult.
Yeah.
So
personal
start.
Responsibility starts now.
So yeah. Start fucking acting like one.
Yeah.
And then even from a parental perspective, the one thing that I really like kind of laud my parents for is like, as soon as I became mature enough to make my own decisions, they let me.
Yeah.
And if I made a bad one,
yeah,
you fucking live with that.
Yeah.
Like, this is right and wrong and blah, 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 blah. But you can make decisions now to forge your own future. I'm going to treat you like an adult.
Yeah.
I'm not going to treat you like a child anymore.
Yeah.
Where it's flipped in some, you know, and it's cultural and, you know, whatever. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a big problem sometimes.
Was your transformation, was your growth intentional? Did you sit there and be like, I need to be around different people. I need to be doing different stuff.
It definitely wasn't, because I wasn't thinking like that.
Yeah.
So now that I look back at it, I'm like, I landed here. I liked you guys enough to start hanging out more, and then I changed over time.
Yeah.
Mm. It wasn't like I need to go and change or...
Yeah.
So humbly.
So humbly, man. Imagine having that awareness though. Like that. Like, who has that awareness to sit there and go, I need to get out of this.
Yeah.
It's normal.
Because I wasn't thinking that.
Yeah. And like, you know, living with mom and dad, it's like, it's full of love.
Yeah.
You know, and they only want the best for you.
And it's... Like, even now, I would like to hire a mentor right now.
Yeah.
Life coach, business, mentor, someone.
Mm.
But it's like, okay, what's the criteria? Married, with kid, 7 figures, still making money in their fucking business.
Yeah.
Not just from a coaching business.
Still in the business.
Show me you actually still run something.
If you own a business, that at least...
That still works.
Yeah.
It's like, where the fuck are they? Like, there's none.
Yeah, well, they don't have the time to...
We're not coaching. They're off doing their shit.
Yeah, and if they are coaching, they're coaching in the smallest capacity where, you know...
You have to know them to know them to...
12-month
and it ends up like Dean, where it's like, I actually have a personal relationship with you and I can get an hour of your time to speak, but I can't... Like, here's some money. I want to talk to you every week and learn.
Yeah, it's not a repeated thing.
Because it's like, where would you meet him?
Exactly.
Not on his Instagram page.
And so, talk about balance, right? So, that human is outside of my parents, I call him my Greek dad.
Yeah.
Like, outside of my parents and my family and the people I grew up with, the single most influential, and probably yourself, single most influential person in my life.
Yeah.
I'd put him pretty close with all of those.
Absolutely.
And I got a phone call that said, hey, I'm going to pay you $60 an hour. When I was on, might have even been less than that, might have been 50, when I was on $60 for 30 minutes, so $120 an hour, I'm going to have to drive from Point Cook to Essendon, which some days is 50 minutes, some days is 90 minutes. 5 days a week, he's only going to show up sometimes three, sometimes five, but you need to keep that space open every day. Do you want the gig? And I was just in a bit of a spot, and I was like, I think we'll go on holidays. Mm. And I was at that gym that I really struggled at, and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
That landed, and I hate to pose it this way, but I think it's really valuable because I hate to kind of put out there that there's this material connection of what I got from him.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy's worth over $10 million, well over, no, sorry, that's not, way undershooting.
Yeah.
A year.
Mm.
Life experience, relationship with money, all of that kind of stuff. I also got a holiday house for 3 years. I also went to France, all expenses paid, for 12 months. And on that French trip, I went, oh, okay, so not everyone with money is an asshole.
Yeah.
And this is actually real. People can do this.
Mm.
And I'm sitting in front of someone that built it by himself. Not a trust fund kid.
Yeah, it's super same respectful.
As me. Came from nothing.
Yeah.
Super helpful. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That moment changed my entire life.
Yeah.
If I wanted balance, that's too far to drive.
Yeah.
Traffic shit. It's not enough money.
Fuck good.
How many other people? How many?
Going to the workshop.
Yeah. How many other people would have taken that gig?
Yeah. Tell you what, your boy wouldn't have. Working the session's pretty good at Good Life Point Cook at the time.
So it's like.
Nah, I get it.
So that wasn't because you knew who he was or anything. No. You were just like, it's another client.
Now, all I got told was he was a race car driver. And I was like, well, I'm in.
Yeah.
Everything else about this job sucks,
yep.
But he drives race cars. I'm like, well, we'll get along.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That was it.
So, it's like, to play devil's advocate, because we've only got a little bit of time, I want to add balance to this conversation. When you take this approach, because we've done a lot of episodes on this as well, when you decide to take this relentless, I'm going to go get it, when I burn out, I'll deal with it, if I'm overwhelmed, it's going to happen, accepting all of that. Still build a circle and be willing to be vulnerable to tell other people when you are struggling.
Yeah.
Make sure they're not people that tell you to stop.
Yep.
Yeah, what do you need to do?
Yeah, they'll just help you find solutions.
Yeah. Like when we have a conversation, it's like, what do you need right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I need a conversation, or I need to know what to do, or I need to do, like, I need a task list, or I need something. Mm-hmm. It's like, you have to be vulnerable enough to put yourself in the position. Like you said, like, I can't deliver that for a month. Like,
yeah, it's not happening.
I text you during the week, bro, this chaos at home, this work, wild, help.
So then I just picked up what I could to help you at that time.
Correct. And it's like,
but I'm not going to assume that.
Exactly.
You need to have the courage to say it.
And that conversation then makes me feel better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brings the anxiety down and I can focus on what needs to be done and do it well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the balance element is being able to accept when things have gone over the limit and talk to someone about it, but make sure it's not that friend, that parent, that whatever, just like, oh, you're working too hard.
Yeah. And it going too long. It has to be balanced based off your ambition, though.
Yeah. Still got 15 minutes.
That's where people lose the...
Yeah.
That's where people... It gets murky after that because you've got these young kids that don't have an ambition.
Yeah.
So then the balance is... So the balance, like I said, is skewed the other way.
Mm.
So it's not It's not actually balanced. It's heavily imbalanced towards the shit that's not going to serve them later.
Long term,
Because they haven't really sat down and gone like, well, what can I achieve? What do I actually want? Like, you know, how's that going to happen? And then you go, right, well... You know, this. So we'll talk about personal trainers. So it's like, in 3 to 5 years' time, I want to have, you know, 15 clients. I want to have face to face. I want to have 20, you know, online. I want to work 3 days a week, and I want to make $200,000 a year.
Yep.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue, the whole way that they see their week in terms of balance, changes dramatically.
Agreed. Yeah,
because it's not like I need to do. Oh, I've done something productive today, so now I need to. Go and sit down and do nothing.
Yeah.
You're like, hang on a minute. I've got 5 clients. I've got 6.
Yeah.
I've got 7. I'm making $1,000 a week. I'm making 15.
I'm on the steps. Yeah.
It's happening for me.
Yeah.
If the ambition's gone, and these kids have had it crushed because they've been told that it's not going to happen, yeah, or
they'll burn out.
Yeah, that if they do it, it's going to be hard, and yeah, etc. Then they're just going into every day like skewing themselves in a direction that just makes them feel better.
Yeah,
and we are living proof that you're not always going to have to be able to do things you, or not always going to have to do things you love.
Yeah,
you're going to have to do some things that you don't want to do.
Yeah,
my sense of balance 10 years was things I like to do and things I don't like doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't even productive or rest or anything. It was just happy, sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And even then, when you think about it, though, it's still heavily unbalanced, though, because you would have done more of the things that you wanted to do.
Yeah. 100%.
And less. So it's like,
yeah,
even then, what they're thinking is how they're percepting balance is not balanced.
Yeah.
It's heavily skewed in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So if you're a young, ambitious person who can't find the right people and needs a skyrocket or just like a motivational speech, come and have coffee with me.
Come here.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what you need to hear, but I'll tell you the things. Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be easy. And
Q&A every Thursday.
Yeah. It's give you what you need.
Yeah, it's literally what we do.
Yeah.
Every Thursday, it's this conversation with people.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can't hear it from anywhere else.
I'm sorry I hijacked your podcast.
It's fucking great.
About time I did it.
Yeah. And you came with the philosophical angle as well.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I'm growing.
Yeah.
Look at me go. Growing in physical stature and mental stature.
The bulk's done well for the brain.
The waistline and the brain. They're growing.
So last piece of advice I would put on that. So I mentioned like being able to go to other people and be vulnerable and say you need help when you need it. Don't take advice from people who don't have what you have.
Oh, absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah.
Find that person, and when you are struggling, go to them.
Mm.
But for right now, if you're concerned about burning out, it means you haven't yet.
Yeah.
Because when you do, you'll be fine. Mm. You'll be like, that's what that feels like.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah. If you've ever trained to the point where you need a few days off,
yeah,
it's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah.
But you just have a lot of productive shit up until then.
Yeah, you just don't eat all day and then have a bucket of KFC. You'll be fine.
That was me 2 weeks ago.
I miss KFC so much.
I was like crippled after Taekwondo. I was like, pizza will fix this.
Yeah, always. Yes. Always.
Yeah, pizza's the ultimate equalizer.
Yeah.
To feelings and calorie balance.
There's a meme in Gisborne. So that basically they tried to get a KFC
and
all the local residents pushed back.
Yeah.
So there's a meme, anytime bad something happens in Gisborne, it's like, well, it wouldn't happen if we had a KFC.
KFC fucking fix a lot of things.
Maybe I'd be even better.
So you guys still don't have a chicken shop?
Nah, the one that they were going to build seems to be...
ST Chicken.
ST, yeah, the C. trademark.
I've made a promise to myself that I'm going to be involved in a business outside of fitness by the end of this year.
STC.
Maybe that'll be it.
Strength training and chicken.
It'll be next to the gym.
Yeah. You know what's next to the gym right now?
Cosmetic studio on the right, gym, and then chicken place on the left. taking over the strip.
There's a Domino's underneath.
Barber.
Maybe we can fuck them up.
Think if you had something like a Frango's next to a gym, you'd kill
bro.
It.
It's annihilation.
Bro.
Yeah.
Kill.
Don't come and give me that. Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. So, third level gym, we're talking about in the other pod.
Mm.
Underneath is Domino's. Oof. It has this awesome view, right? The gym, when they built it, I imagine the building's older than the buildings in front of it. I don't know what was in front of it, but you can see like up into the mountains or the trees. Like, so when you walk on a treadmill. So yeah, you know at St. Kilda?
Yeah. South Pacific.
Yeah, the treadmill's over the ocean and shit. It's like, it's not that good, but you can see trees and stuff.
View.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Now, it's service station on the right. And fucking McDonald's. So you're doing your steps and it's like, or a fucking leg workout, and you finish at 6:15.
Oh man,
and you know you have to go home and cook dinner. It's like,
yeah,
I could probably have a McChicken and 10 nuggets. That'd be enough protein, surely.
Protein. That's as sad as the mountain view I got at my accommodation.
Yeah, when you looked at the wall.
Saw a guy wheeling his suitcase into his bed.
Yeah, I always try and take pictures. Like,
yeah.
Because if you look over it, it's still nice. It's still a nice vibe in there. But when you take a photo, it's just like McDonald's.
Yeah.
All right, fuck it. it's not that good.
I caught a pound of a cheese. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Right now.
Surely that's strategic. They're like, we're going to put ourselves in the gym view.
Yeah, pretty smart. That's what they did.
I don't like Macca's, sir.
Me either. It's the shittest takeaway. But it's the only one we have.
That's why you go for chicken.
I never... this never goes into my mind unless it's 1 a.m. and there's nothing else open.
Yeah.
And I'm hungry.
Yeah. There's a Vietnamese place that we haven't tried yet, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to get onto that.
It's so a good
alternative. Good alternative.
What's the fish and chip shop called again? It starts with D.
Donnie's.
Donnie's, yeah.
Donnie's is elite.
Yeah. Need a...
I was going to open the episode with what your fish and chip order was, but I think we talked about it, didn't we?
My fish and chip order.
Because you have the fried dimmies, not about it.
Yeah, I'm a fried dimmy. Depending on the day, either maybe a souve or a hamburger with the lot.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then a potato cake.
Dad's a hamburger man.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with the chips that much.
Yeah.
I know that's a big deal because you go there for that. I'll only have like a handful though.
Yeah.
I get over the chips.
And now like minimum chips like fucking $5.
Yeah. Also like I eat potato that much that I don't care.
Yeah.
So I want the dim sim.
And like a potato cake's better.
Yeah.
Than chips.
I might flake too.
Two pieces of like two steamed dim sims, two potato cakes, five chips.
The reason why I get steamed dimmies is because I can just make them myself. I don't have a deep fryer, and you can't put one of the, you can't put a dim sim in an air fryer.
You can actually.
You can.
They're pretty good.
You can, but it doesn't. It's
you know the mini ones.
It's the light and creamy ice cream. Compared to like, you know, it's the same.
Yeah. You know the mini ones that you get in the bags.
Yeah. They just don't hit the same. Though.
Yeah. They're still pretty good.
I just wanted the like if you go on it.
Mate, I live in the country. We don't have access to good shit all the time.
If you eat enough,
if you eat fish and chips though, you're going all out. You don't care about the grease. It's like that's what it's made.
Nah, I don't.
Yeah. So I want
pizza's my all out.
Deep fried. Fish and chip.
If I don't give a fuck, it's pizza. It would be KFC, but we don't have one.
Yeah.
But even the pizza shop sucks, so we have Domino's, and it's just shit.
Yeah. Mm. It's so much better here.
Disappointing myself every time.
Like, I'm left to my own devices.
Jess is good, Ben.
I'm left to my own devices tonight, so I have to eat. I can eat whatever I want. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. The Thai place up there sucks. Johnny's is good.
A lamb korma, because I'm not, like, we don't eat lamb at home.
Yeah.
So, and I'm just going to be a fucking garlicky, disgusting mess for a day.
Stinky
fuck it. The guys in the gym, fuck tomorrow.
I think I might have a mild garlic intolerance.
It's unfortunate for you.
So, I have been eating very consistently the same thing extensively. And yesterday, I changed from my core meal. And because I built my meal plan and Amy's meal plan, the only difference was lunch.
Mm.
And she had song bowl. Mm. She had some meal prep song bowl. I was like, you know what? I might have one of them.
Yeah.
Bro. There's only so many smells you can blame on the child before someone's like, that wasn't
Do you reckon
child.
It was just like a food that you've eaten that you haven't eaten in a while? Because sometimes that, you know.
Could be. Because I haven't eaten pasta either.
Yeah, because once you're adding food in that you don't typically
eat. Amy, Jason said I have to eat the song bowl a few more times to see. So
you're
just going to have to deal with the consequences of that.
The way I see it is like you're kind of like a dog. Like,
you feed it the
same thing. And you've done this to yourself.
Yeah.
So you're like the dog. And then you give the dog a different food for dinner.
Yeah.
And it's like you're fucked. Yeah. Like you're just going to get gassed out.
You ever just like disappointing yourself though?
No, not really.
Yeah. Like sometimes you produce an odor that you're just like, you're disgusting.
Oh, yeah. But I do that on my own. I'm like, fuck, man. Thank God no one was here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's not that I'm disgusted. I'm just surprised. I'm like, fucking hell, Jesus.
Yeah. Usually it's like tolerable when it's your own, but it's like, this was. Nah, this is not.
Oh, fuck. RIP for Amy and LJ.
So I'm really sorry about what just happened.
Stay away from your child, man. He's growing, all right? Yeah.
Fuck is he ever?
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
Good app.
Yeah.
Inspo. Ciao. Hang on. Programming workshop.
Amy says. You can sleep in the spare room while you test that.
Programming workshop.
On that note, I'll be going to Gold Coast on the first weekend of March. Second and third. We'll be at Ground Zero. I've been saying Zero Weakness, but that's the name of the brand, not the name of the gym. Confusing. Anyway, Ground Zero, second and third. Yep. Details are all linked in bio. 2-day programming workshop, 1 day of strength, 1 day of physique. I think by the time this comes out, because it's like Monday week, we'll be there Saturday.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll let you know about it after that.
Get your fucking tickets.
Yeah.
And standout PT positions are open as well. We've also started to have a bunch of inquiries come through about social media and our web services. So don't forget, we have heaps of shit to jump on the website and have a look at all of the things that we do now. We don't just do standout.
Yep.
Okay.
Well,
okay, thanks.
See you guys.
Bye.